Moberly Police Chief Troy Link joins us, and we've just passed the 24-year anniversary of the announcement of the disappearance of Hazel Hess. And Chief, you were kind of telling me this is a case we'd like to find some closure for, wouldn't we?
Absolutely. Not only for us to find out exactly what happened with Ms. Hess, but also closure for her family. Our department began working this case July 1, 1994. Ms. Hess was last seen in Moberly on June 30th between 10 and 10:30 the night before that she was reported missing to the department. And it's so since about 6 p.m. on July 1, 1994, this case has remained open and actively investigated by the department since then. Huge amounts of officers' time and resources have been employed in trying to find closure and to find out where Ms. Hess is, what happened to her, and why she's missing. Not only our resources, but resources from the Randolph County Sheriff's Department, Missouri State Highway Patrol, and we even used some of the FBI services during the years after her disappearance with not only behavior analysis, but also had a FBI crime scene come in and actually go through the location. But what we have found has not led us to where she's at.
What's kind of interesting, Chief, is that you were one of the first people, you were the one who took the report, weren't you?
I was. In 94, I'd just been with the department a little over 2 years, and I caught the case of the missing persons report in the lobby of the police department. So I took the original, and myself and another officer went down to where Ms. Hess was living at the time, and with the permission of the family, went in and took a look around to see what we could find, anything. And what we found at the scene aroused our suspicions even further than just the report was. And I responded back and contacted my supervisor and told him what we had, and the decision was made to contact our on-call investigator, and they came in and took over the case from there and began working the case from that point on.
All right, what do we know? What can we say for certain?
We don't know where she's at. That's what we can say for certain. We don't know the circumstances for which Ms. Hess left or how she came to be not found. The family had no contact with her after about 10 or 10:30 on June 30th, and no one else that we found has seen her since that time either. So where she's at and how she got to be there is the mystery. We don't know. And we really don't have a whole lot of either physical or forensic evidence to help us make a solid determination as to what may have taken place in her apartment.
All right. And there are a lot of rumors out there, but you can't deal in rumors, can you?
No. Rumors don't get us very far, either in court or anywhere else for that matter. There's lots of, guesses or feelings and things like that that they what may have happened, what could have happened. And long and short is that we don't have anything that I'm aware of, either forensically or physical evidence, that actually states what the most likely cause is with some degree of certainty.
All right, so how can the public help out? What would you like from them?
Well, with any active case, we have done, as I said, from a physical evidence standpoint, from a forensic standpoint, from all the outside resources that the department brought in after all these years, we're at a point where we really don't know where else to go. We need new leads to come into us. We need new information to take us in a direction that hopefully will lead to some positive results. So once again, as I've said on many occasions, the department is only as good as the information we get from the public in a lot of cases. I have a limited number of officers that work at any point in time. The public lives in their neighborhood 24/7. Our officers are not there 24/7. We need help from the public. And this is another one of those cases where we need the public to come forward, people that knew her at the time that may have heard stories, even if they were just, they passed them off as this is a totally wild accusation and this is just a wild one. Bring it forward and let us know. It doesn't hurt anything. And it's another lead that potentially may lead someplace. You never know when that one little bit of information actually is the case cracker, so to speak. The Chris James homicide is another one of those where we've been asking for lots of help with the public. We'll take any help that we can get. But most of our cases, we can take care of ourselves. But the vast majority, a lot of them, we require help from the public. The public to call and tell us, hey, there's a suspicious person, something like that. Ms. Kimmis Hess's case is the same way. We need help from the public to move this forward.
Yeah, this was 24 plus years ago now. Do you think someone knows something, even maybe something that may seem inconsequential?
It's always possible. Seems like somebody always knows something. That's just whether or not they believe that it's worth coming and talking to our investigators. And even if they live in another city, 24 years, people move, people change jobs, relocate, etc. Contact your local law enforcement. They'll get in touch with us from there.
All right. Moberly Police Chief Troy Lank, he's joined us today in Quicksand this morning.